Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea. Back like I never left. Look, I just wanted to come on here and I want to express to y'all just how much God is speaking in this season, right now, as a matter of fact. Promises are about to be released. We've been talking about this, but I really feel so strongly that what we have been praying for is about to break open. I feel like people's financial situation is about to shift. People's relationships are about to shift. What's going on in your family? Your identity is about to be not only revealed, but it's going to become active. Like, you have been sitting, you have been waiting, you have been just waiting on God to move you in the next thing that he has for you. But it's been a while, right? Some of you are probably just feeling like sitting ducks right now. Like, Lord, what are we doing today, right? But I really believe that even in this time of Rosh Hashanah, today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and it ends on the 4th. I really just want you all to seek God. Seek him. I do believe that answers will be released. I do believe that God is going to answer. Not just audibly, but physically as well. Some of your prayers are going to manifest themselves. God is going to give you audible answers. He's going to speak to your heart, but some of those answers, he's going to show you that he heard you. So I just wanted to come on here and just encourage you all with that. Like, don't feel away because you may be still waiting on God to do what he's calling you to do, or to just do something and move in your life. There is movement going on in the spirit. I feel so strongly that God is reigniting the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, that spiritual connection, that exuberance, that excitement for the Holy Spirit, just that power on the inside of us, right? I think I mentioned this scripture before on previous episodes, but 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power." And when you look up different scriptures that have the word power in it, you see that certain tasks could not be complete unless they were empowered by the Holy Spirit, until power came upon them, right? So when you think about the disciples, when they were being sent out into the earth to cast out demons and, you know, heal the sick, it literally says, "For God gave them the power," like the Holy Spirit gave them the power to cast out demons. Look up scriptures that have the word power in it. For example, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. God been having me in these Corinthians for a while. But it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" God is giving us power. He's giving us authority. He's giving us dominion. He is literally empowering us through the Holy Spirit to do the things that he has called us to do. Many of you have been trying to do things that God showed you, but you lacked the power to do it. Power of the Holy Spirit, power of God's Spirit, power can look like resources or, you know, just things that you will need in order to bring this thing fully to life, right? And so in this time of Rosh Hashanah, if you don't know what it is, just look it up, get a an understanding of what it is, but ask for his power specifically. Wherever you need the Holy Spirit's power, because for some of y'all, I feel this, some of you all are going to be sent out to speak. And that is reminding me of when Peter went before the Sanhedrin, it literally said, "And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said," some of you all are literally going to have to rely on the Holy Spirit's power. Because there are some things that we are going to come up against that we, in our carnality, in our fleshly minds, right, we're not going to have the ability or the understanding of what we need to do. The Holy Spirit is going to have to speak to us. The Holy Spirit is going to have to align us with his will. He's going to have to guide us into the places and to the people and the environments that we need to go into to fulfill these things that he wants us to do, right? And that verse about Peter is in Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Now that I'm reading over this, look at this. Verse 7, it says, "And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, 'By what power or by what name did you do this?'" Verse 8, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them," the Holy Spirit has power. The Holy Spirit is going to act as your advocate. He's going to be your comforter. He's going to be your helper. Literally in John 14, around verse 15, starting at verse 15, the title of this passage literally says, "Jesus promises the Holy Spirit." Like verse 26, "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Y'all, that scripture literally just took root just now, because every time I get on this podcast, every time I get in front of people that God has called me to, every time I speak, every time God gives me an opportunity to speak, all of these scriptures just start pouring out. I don't even be thinking about this. I have these scriptures written down. I've studied these scriptures months ago, years ago, but every time I get in front of you guys or just wherever, if it's on TikTok, whatever the case, like wherever God sends me and I speak, he literally reminds me of certain scriptures that I've already learned, or he just reminds me of his truth. He reminds me of a revelation or whatever that he needs me to say in that moment. And for some of you, you are going to have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Some of you all are, this is not in my notes, some of you all are second guessing yourselves hearing the Holy Spirit. Some of you all have been thinking that maybe this is God, maybe it isn't, maybe this is me, maybe it isn't. Like some of you all have been second guessing yourselves, even as you go in front of people, as you go on your social media platforms, you have been hesitant to speak what thus says the Lord, because you don't know if that is him or not. But I, hello, am here to tell you that's him. Whenever a scripture comes to mind, whenever a revelation that God has spoken over you, whatever word that God spoke to you in a previous season or previously, if it comes to your remembrance, that is him. That is him. Like that is revelation that he is giving to you to say in that moment. You just have to trust it, because a lot of times when God speaks to us and we are in front of people, our carnal minds tries to get in the way, and it's trying to basically you're trying to comprehend what's happening, but you can't. And you have to get out of the way. Whenever God is trying to, like, whenever the Holy Spirit is trying to, like, give you a download, you have to get out of the way. You just have to say what thus says the Lord. Don't try to make sense of it. Don't try to, like, mind your words. Like, just flow. That's the flow. That is the Holy Spirit flow that he is trying to get us to come into. I believe that a lot of you who listen to this podcast are leaders. You are about to be catapulted into a season of leadership. You are about to be used by God to speak. Speak. And whatever platform that is, if that's during your music, it could be on interviews. You can be starting a podcast yourself. Like, on social media, God may be telling you to revamp your YouTube channel or get back on social media or start a new page or start a new account. I don't know. But whatever it is, just know God wants to use you to speak. You don't always have to plan, because that's what I used to be doing. I'd be trying to plan. Okay, well, let me document all of this revelation that God is giving me and let me go line for line instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to just flow. He still flows, but you trying to be analytical, you trying to make sure it makes sense to people, you getting in the way. Okay, so just flow. Trust who you are in your identity in Christ. Trust your gift. My God, trust your gift. Trust what he has given to you on the inside of you. Trust that. Trust that he is your helper. Trust that he is your advocate. Trust that he will give you the words to say. Think not what to say. He will give you the words to say. Okay. So as it pertains to the replay, I just want to sit it here. I want to replay it so that you all can get a sense of where the Holy Spirit needs to empower you in. There needs to be a Holy Spirit empowerment in your mind. There needs to be empowerment in the way you talk to people, empowerment in the way you disciple, like we were talking about on the last episode. The Holy Spirit needs to revive you. I don't know why I say revive your tongue. Okay, revive your tongue, how you speak. Even the gift of speaking in tongues, he wants to revive that. Because some of you all have been feeling like, or some of you all have not been speaking in tongues lately. Like, the warfare and all of this stuff that's happening in the world has been preventing you from being intimate with God in that way, right? For some of you all, you have not prayed in a while. So for this time of Rosh Hashanah today through the 4th, October 2nd through the 4th, speak in tongues, ask for the empowerment, ask for the Holy Spirit to empower you, ask for his power to be made new in your life, in your situation. Ask him to revive dead situations. Ask him for the power. The power that rose Jesus from the dead, the power that rose Lazarus from the dead, the power. Ask for the power in Jesus' name. So I'm gonna go ahead and sit this replay right here because we need the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to do what he is calling us to do in these new assignments. So I love you all, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. I really feel like God is like calling me, myself, to go super, super deep. And I'm just like, ugh, it's a lot. I don't even know how to explain it. But for all my chosen ones out there, me and you here, okay? I understand you. I agree with you, okay? And everything that you're going through, all of your emotions, all of this transitional stuff, like, I'm here with you, okay? But my name is Drea K. If you all are tuning in for the first time, Living in Pursuit podcast was birthed right before the pandemic in January of 2020. So I have been doing podcasting since then, but I kind of went on a little hiatus. As I mentioned in my last episode, this is episode 2. So if you want to go back and watch or listen to episode number 1, subscribe to the Living in Pursuit podcast. What are you doing? So, yeah, but As I mentioned, I went on a little hiatus and everything like that. I really just needed to get right with the Lord. I needed to get before him. I was having some doubts, some anxiety, disappointment, discouragement, just going through all of the things. But I feel like I'm ready. And the enemy has been attacking me ever since I cut on the camera. Ever since I cut on record, the enemy been trying to mess with me. I was sitting up here trying to do my makeup. And I just said, well, I just had all of these doubts and all of these frustration. I just had all of these doubts and all of these frustrations and all of these thoughts come rushing to my mind. And I knew for sure that was the doggone enemy, okay? So we're going to get through this episode however way we need to get through it. Holy Spirit is with us, period, as always. But we're going to get through this episode. Hi, I'm Drea K. Subscribe. So we've been talking about this new thing that God has been doing in our lives. Not just me, but for a lot of people, a lot of the chosen ones, a lot of, you know, people, a lot of believers, let's just say, a lot of people who even feel like, you know, God is doing something, like they have like this strong discernment and they really feel like something's about to happen. They feel like, you know, there is a huge desire to go deeper with God, or they feel like it's a deep desire to just elevate. And that might be spiritually, you know, mentally, emotionally, financially, if you're me, all of the things. I just been feeling this deep need to go deeper. And I really believe that our assignments have shifted. The assignment has shifted. My God, I really believe that God is separating the real from the fake, the wheat from the tare. He's literally separating his people from people he don't know, basically. And there is a, I want to say clarion call. I don't want to get too deep and spiritual with y'all, but look here, I'm going to try to break this down in the best way I can. But I really feel like there is like a call. I feel like God is calling us to just go deeper and really be separated, really come from among them, come from the world, and just be separated. We mentioned on the last episode, the first episode back. Hello, welcome back. But we mentioned on the last episode that God is calling a lot of us to kingdom marriage. And I will be the first to say I didn't believe in kingdom marriage. I thought it was a hoax. Okay. As I said in my last episode, but now that I myself have been walking into this process with God this time, I hope somebody heard that. With God this time, I know for sure that it's not just marriage that we are being called to. We're just being called to a higher version of ourselves. A version of ourselves that depend on God, a version of ourselves that are, that is no longer dependent on other people, a version of ourselves that no longer rely on our emotions and our feelings and the doubts and the frustrations. Don't rely so much on our emotions, but we now rely on our spirit. And that's the spirit within us, the Holy Spirit. And so I think God, or I know that God is really just wanting to like restore us and clean us up on the inside, to get rid of the idols, to get rid of the things that we have clung to for so long, to get rid of the distractions, to get rid of, you know, all of these worldly things. And when I say worldly things, I mean worldly systems, how you should live your life, how you should be in a relationship. There are so many voices, quote unquote, voices out here that it's just telling people to basically operate in their feelings and their emotions. And a lot of Christians, a lot of believers are falling for the hype. We are mixing godly influence with worldly influence, and nobody can tell the difference of who we are and what we believe. We're mixing so many, Jesus, we're mixing so many things into our spirituality that now we're unable to fully discern the voice of God. We're hearing all of these voices. I don't know who this is for, but we're hearing all of these voices calling it vibes, calling it this, calling it that, and we're just contaminating. Good Lord, we are contaminating our spiritual houses, our temples. We are contaminating our spirits. There are a lot of people just out here lost, and they don't understand why. They think that they're on the right path, but something happens, or they feel like this sense of unfulfillment, and they're turning to these things. And God is literally looking at us Christians, us believers, those who dwell with him, those who dwell in the secret place. He's looking at us like, okay, it's time for y'all to step up. Because how can I send you all to the nations and save my people and be an example for them of how they should live life, how they should think, how they should act, how they should believe? How am I going to send any of you to the nations if y'all acting like them? Y'all just as confused. Y'all are just as wavered in your faith. One day you're up here, the next day you're over here. One day you're in these crystals, the next day you're over here. Like, God is literally calling the believers, the body of Christ, to rise up. Like, we're getting super spiritual here, but it is what it is. Lord, have your way. I don't care. But this wasn't even my message, but obviously it is, okay? But I really believe that God is saying, like, ooh, you either with me or you against me. Jesus, because we all, oh God, because we all know, what is that scripture? Romans 8, it literally says, the flesh is it. When you are living in your flesh, you cannot please God. It says that the flesh is hostile to the spirit. Your flesh is hostile to God. So if you're in your flesh, according to Galatians 5, Jesus, we're going back to this Galatians 5 thing. If you're constantly in your flesh, which is the works of the flesh, which is sexual immorality, Jesus, idolatry, witchcraft, envy, jealousy. If you are constantly in your flesh, aka your emotions, aka your temporary feelings, you are being hostile to the spirit that God wants to pour out onto you. You are literally being hostile to his promptings. You're being hostile to his voice. You're being hostile and unable to discern his spirit. God has literally been like walking me through this whole, and everything comes back to Galatians 5. Everything comes back to Galatians 5 when it talks about the fruit of the spirit and how the believer is supposed to be free in Christ. When you come to Christ, you are supposed to be free. You are supposed to be free of the sin that once entangled us. And don't get me wrong, a lot of us are still ensnared with some things. A lot of us are still trying to come out of that sin. But at least now we know that we can actually obtain and sustain the freedom. We're no longer blind to sin. We're no longer blind to the word. But we're still trying to figure it out. We're still trying to come out of that sin. And God has given us grace. But I really feel like God is giving us like this window. Like there's this window of opportunity to finally start walking in the spirit and stop walking in your flesh. Stop being so easily offended by people. Stop being so easily entangled in temptation. Stop falling so easily. It's like God is giving us this opportunity to get it right. And he's not calling us to be perfect. He's not calling us to be perfect, but he's calling us to live a life of pursuit towards the things of the spirit and to let go and flee, run away from the things of the flesh. It's like we feel like, oh, I can praise God and I can do this and I can be used by God and I can, you know, have all of these gifts and he can use me and he can do this and he can do that. But I'm still going to be dipping and dabbing in this. But it's still okay for me to be dipping and dabbing in these sins over here. It's like, no, like, I really believe that God is tired of hypocritical Christians. How is any of us going to be influential to the people that he's calling us to save and be an example to if we're doing the same things that they're doing? Like, God has given us an opportunity to become separated. Become separated from them. He's literally saying, I'm coming back for my church. I'm coming back for my bride. Where are they? Where are they? Wives, how am I going to match you with your kingdom husband if you're still in your flesh every single day? Wives and husbands, how am I going to restore your broken marriage if both of y'all are in your flesh all the time? It's literally, I really feel like there's a mandate for us, and the new assignment is for us is to come out of our flesh, to pursue a lifestyle of living by the Spirit, to pursue a lifestyle. And that literally includes changing your mindset, changing your habits, changing your behaviors, changing your circle, changing your environment sometimes. There are certain sins that are so easy for you to get into because you're still around it. You don't have any boundaries. You don't have any barriers. You don't have any discipline. And I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about us. Okay? I'm talking about us. All right? But I really feel like the new assignment is us, is ourselves. We have to get it right. We have to stop being weak in certain areas. We have to stop allowing our flesh to rule over us. We have to stop allowing our flesh to control our emotions and control our minds. There's too much work to do. There's too many souls to be saved. There is too much work to do. And if we're constantly falling into sin and we're constantly falling into temptation and falling into these worldly influences, how are we going to be used? How are we going to be used by God in any way? I have been wrestling with God for the past couple of months about like my music career and, you know, my career in entertainment and media and everything like that. And although I am a very highly creative person, although I know how to do a lot of things, multifaceted, I know how to do a lot of things, but me and God has been wrestling with, okay, you know how to do a lot of things, but what is the right thing to do? Okay, you know how to do a lot of things, but what does God want me to do? What is my purpose in these industries? Yeah, you can sing, but what are you going to be singing about? Because if I put you on a platform, if I put you in a position to make music, are you going to be talking about the same stuff that they talking about to be accepted? Are you going to compromise your beliefs and your standards to fit in? Are you going to neglect everything that I've done on the inside of you for fame? Well, God, I mean, it's just entertainment. It ain't just entertainment. It's your life. It is your life. Everything you do, that's why the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you say, my oven is on. If y'all hear that beep, I gotta go turn that chicken off. Everything you say, everything you do, everything you think flows from your heart. And so as I'm listening to beats, as I'm listening to, you know, different songs and this and that, I'm literally trying to flow in my creativity, but I'm also being reminded of the importance of the words that I am saying, the importance of the message that I am giving out. It's like God has given us this opportunity, not just so we can live out our dreams, but so that we can be an example of his glory. Because that's the thing. It's not about us. It's never going to be about us. We want to have so much creative direction. We want to be in control so bad. But God is literally saying, will you use me in a way that will glorify me and not you? Yes, they're going to call you creative. Yes, they're going to give you opportunities. They're going to call you. They're going to email you. They're going to send the money. The money is going to come. All of these great and wonderful things are going to come. But will you do this for my glory and not yours? Whatever God is calling you to do, whatever he's calling you to restart, whatever he's calling you to relaunch, this time, would you do it for him and not yourself?
Lord, who you talking to? You talking to me too? All right.
This is not, even these marriages, my God. Some of y'all have been trying to be in control of the situation. Some of y'all, oh God, God has literally been, you wives, I'm talking to y'all now. God has literally been giving y'all instruction and you've been being disobedient. You've been in rebellion because you want this man so much. You want this marriage so much that you have neglected what God has been telling you. A lot of his instructions have been, wait, be patient. Don't reach out to him. Don't say this. Don't say that. And y'all have been going against the grain because you are in your feelings. God has literally been calling us to be separated from sin and to come out from among them and to literally do away with our old operating system. The things you used to do, the things you used to say, the places you used to go, the habits you used to indulge in, the addictions. God is literally saying, will you please come out of that old thing so I can give you the new thing? The new thing that will not only bless you, but it will glorify him. God has been calling us to, and I know for me personally, God has been literally this whole month of July, the blueprint is literally sacrifice the promise back to me. Here's the promise. I brought this man into your life. I brought this person into your life. I brought these opportunities into your life. Now, here's your opportunity, like Abraham did Isaac. Now this is your opportunity to sacrifice these things, to prove to me that you will not make these things an idol anymore. Good Lord, will you be obedient to the instruction? Will you allow God to flow through you? Will you allow God to interrupt your plan? Will you allow God to use you in a very significant way by allowing you to fully surrender to the new assignment, which is you, to get yourself together, to get yourself back into alignment, to get your feelings, your emotions, your behaviors, your actions, your thoughts back in alignment to God? I have been constantly reminded of my new assignment. I have been, do y'all hear my dog? Oh my God, annoying. I have been constantly reminded of my new assignment. And I was literally sitting down having a conversation with somebody. And this is the second conversation that I'd have had with somebody. Two different people, right? At very different times. And so as I'm having a conversation with them, they're literally talking about their relationship and how, you know, this is happening and this isn't happening. And they're not doing this and they're not doing that. And I feel this and I feel that. And literally in that moment, as they're talking to me, telling me about their relationship, God starts downloading Galatians 5 to me again. Flesh, 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 feelings, feelings. They're being controlled by their feelings. They're not operating in their spirit. You, Andrea, you know the difference between both. You know the difference between operating in your flesh and operating in your spirit. No, you're not perfect in that area as well, but at least I've given you the discernment to be able to see certain things and call certain things out. That is your new assignment, Andrea. And I'm like, so I'm not just supposed to have regular conversations with nobody no more. I'm supposed to call out the spirit. I'm supposed to call out the scripture when I see it, Lord. That's what we on. That's what we doing this season. Okay. And so as he was downloading Galatians 5 back to me, I started thinking about all of the ways that he transformed me when I was in my emotions and my feelings in my last relationship. He started reminding me of all of the things that I was doing and how he literally had to transform me into a person who no longer reacts out of emotion, who no longer reacts out of their flesh. It's like God gave me the blueprint and I've used it, but sometimes we don't be using it. God has given us the blueprint. The blueprint is the Bible. God has given us the blueprint. God has literally given us the instruction for life. God has literally given us everything that we need to know. We're just not tapping in. Jesus, we are just not tapping in, and we're not going deep enough, and we're not meditating on the word. Sometimes we can get so caught up in routine that we would read the Bible, we would, you know, journal, and we would do this, and we would write the scriptures down, and this and this and that, and spend time with God, but we won't meditate on the word so that it can get down in our spirit. We're not sitting with the word long enough for it to be registered in our minds. We're not grabbing hold of the blueprint good enough to where we can be able to use it when the time comes. I'm not perfect at all. I don't want any of y'all to think that, because I be having my issues with my kingdom spouse, and I be in my feelings, and the Lord be like, see, see, see. And I be like, so. But every single time God catches me in my emotions, every time God like reminds me that I'm being in my emotions, and when I say being in my emotions, I'm talking about allowing my emotions to control me. God gave us feelings. He gave us emotions, especially us women. But to be controlled by those emotions is where you get into this realm of not being able to please God. That's when your flesh becomes hostile to God, when you allow your feelings and your flesh to control you. And God is literally saying, like, I'm so tired of y'all doing this. I'm sick of it. Could y'all please just go a little bit deeper with me? Can you please get out of your flesh? Can you please spend a little bit more time with me and meditate on my word day and night? Can you please honor my word? Can you please become so separated that people will know that I am with you, that people will know that I am real? I'm so tired. Why I feel like God's speaking through me right now? He's literally saying, I'm so tired of having to work harder than I need to through my vessels. Things could be so easy. This journey that we're on, it could be easier. It could be so much easier when we get out of our flesh. When we honor the spirit, and when we acknowledge the spirit that is on the inside of us, things can be so much simpler. But God is literally giving us an opportunity to be separated, because there is some things that he wants to do in this earth for unbelievers, people who are maybe blind to who they are, people who may have experienced church hurt, who may have just been so easily influenced by the world, and they're lost, and they don't know their identity in Christ. There are so many things that God wants to do for them that he needs us, the vessel, to be effective. He needs us to be in alignment with his will. Now, yes, God can do anything, but his desire and his want is to use us so that his glory can be shown through our lives, through our lifestyles, through our platforms, through our podcasts, through our music, through whatever the creative outlet is. God wants to be used through these different outlets to show them how real he is. What is that verse that God gave me the other day? Something about John 12. So I got my notebook here, if y'all can see it on the video. But literally, what day was that? The 1st, July 1st, he gave me John 12, verse 31 through 33. And this is the NIV version. It says, now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Like, he said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. And then I wrote down, because I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me, like he was like downloading this to me. He was literally saying there will be a death, like a worldwide death. Like people are going to start coming to Christ, and they're going to stop doing certain things. Like, they're going to stop dabbing in witchcraft. They're going to come out of their flesh, basically. All of the things that list, you know, you being in your flesh, Galatians 5, all of that, people are going to come out of that. People are going to start seeing the truth. People are going to start trying to go deeper in their knowledge of God. They're going to be, oh God, they're literally going to have, I want to say a great encounter with God. And we play a part in this process by being believers, by allowing God to work through our lives and be glorified through everything that we're doing in our lives and through us, through our transformation process. But a lot of us are, as I've been saying, we are in our flesh. How can God show these people? How can we partner with God in doing this? The great encounter. How can we be a part of the great encounter if we aren't in alignment? It literally says like judgment is coming. Like, there are a lot of leaders. There are a lot of influencers. There are a lot of people that you're going to start seeing just fall off. Like, things are just going to start happening. People are going to start having like these situationships and these conspiracies and like these scandals and all of this type of stuff. Stuff like that is about to start happening. And what's going to happen is, oh God, the people that have been looking at them, being influenced by them, idolizing them, following them, watching their videos, you know, taking their courses, those people, when all of this stuff happens, they're going to start looking at them like, dang, I thought they were really like this. I thought that this worked. I thought that this was going to help. And it's going to shift their mindsets, and they're going to literally start trying to find something else to be influenced by. They're going to literally start looking for God. They're going to start looking for Jesus, the real Jesus, the real God. But how are we going to play a part in this if we aren't in position? If we aren't in the position that we need to be in? I'm just saying. I hope you feel convicted, because I do. I know I ain't the only one. A lot of your spouses, a lot of these kingdom marriages are, when this great, good Lord, look here. It's a new anointing, so y'all just gonna have to flow with me, okay? When this great encounter happens, these people, some of them are your husbands. Some of them are your wives. Some of them are your brothers. Some of them are your sisters. Some of them are your mothers. Some of them are your friends. When these people have a great encounter, God is going to need you to be ready. This ain't in my notes. God is going to need you to be ready. He's going to need you to be on standby. He's going to need you to be in position to minister to them, to help them grow in their relationship with God, to help them fully come out of the things that they idolized. It's a lot of people that are going to start saying, oh, I used to believe in angel numbers. I used to believe in the universe. I used to believe in this. I used to believe in that. Now who can I listen to? Now whose podcast can I subscribe to? Now whose videos can I watch? Now, like, there's literally about to be a shift. As your assignment is shifting, God is shifting this world. Like, he's shifting the trajectory of culture. My God. He's shifting culture because there are too many people that are in positions of influence that are leading his sheep astray. So when you get in position, chosen ones, believers, when we get in position, when we get out of our flesh, when we start operating in the spirit fully, when we start living in pursuit of our spirit, living in our spirit, acting in our spirit, influencing in our spirit, living by our spirit, then God will entrust us with the influence. Then God will entrust us with the sheep. I prophesied this on my TikTok, I want to say a year ago. God is about to give you some sheep. He's about to give you some coaching clients. He's about to give you some people to listen to your music. He's about to give you some influence. He's about to give you some people. Good Lord, some of y'all, God is even calling. Look here. It's a lot going on right here in my mind, but we're just going to flow, okay? God is literally calling a lot of you to build the ark. Build the ark, because God is literally going to be calling people to come on your ship. I wish that didn't sound super spiritual, but y'all get what I'm saying. I prophesied this a year ago as well. God told me, build the ark. Y'all hear my dog? Oh my God. God, a part of the whole premise of your assignment shifting, or your assignment just shifted, one of the aspects of your assignment shifting is literally God is calling you to rebuild what was tore down in pride, in lust, in disobedience, in rebellion. Like, he's literally calling us to rebuild it, but this time with him, this time for him, this time uncompromising, this time allowing him to fully gain access and gain control of the result and the outcome of what it is that you're trying to do. He's literally calling you to give up your plans so that he can work through you and among you. He wants to literally work everything out around you, everything that you're worried about, everything you're trying to control. He wants to work all of that for your good. He wants to work through all of that so that he can get the glory for your story, so that he can be the one that gets the praise, so that he could be the one that people will come to know for themselves. He's calling you to rebuild the coaching program. He's calling you to rebuild the music career. He's calling you to rebuild the business, rebuild the relationship, rebuild whatever it is. Like, he's calling you to rebuild it. Everything that your flesh tore down, everything that your emotions tore down, he's literally calling you to rebuild it in your spirit. Jesus! I hope I'm making sense, because look here. God, he wants us to have a deeper understanding and faithfulness towards spiritual discipline practices, praying, fasting, studying, worshiping. Like, we have to begin choosing him like never before and choosing his ways. We've seen what it was like to be in our flesh. We've seen the results of that. But we haven't seen enough consistently of what it's like to live in the spirit, what it's like to operate in the spirit. We haven't consistently gotten used to that because we've been so used to living in our flesh. We've been so used to being in our emotions and our going after our desires and selfish ambition and pride and selfishness. We've been so used to operating that way. He's literally given us an opportunity to operate in another way with him. He's also calling us to have a deeper desire for purity. Jesus. I'm reading my notes here, okay? I'm going back to my notes because there's a lot. The enemy has had a foothold and a one-up on us because we keep dipping and dabbing in stuff that is in his territory. Jesus. Sex, lust, sexual immorality, porn, etc. These are things that you keep dabbing in, that you are leaving a door open for Satan to come in and influence you and to contaminate you. Kingdom wives. Those who have already been met with their kingdom spouses, y'all need to stop having sex. I said it. Yep. I said it. Yeah, I did. She said it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to have stop. Like, stop. Because the assignment is too heavy. The call is too, it's too important. Like what God is doing, like, he does not need you distracted. He does not need you contaminated. Like, he literally is calling you to come up
another level. He's literally calling you to abandon your old ways, thinking that, oh, well, he's my kingdom spouse and God confirmed it. And well, you know, this is the man I'm supposed to be with, so I might as well. Even if God revealed to you who your husband is, you still should be trying to live a life of purity until he decides to marry you. Or until God gives him the okay to marry you. Because he's going to marry you. But if you for one second think, oh, well, if I stop having sex and if I stop doing this and if I stop pleasing him, he's going to cheat on me, or he's not going to want me anymore, or he's not going to desire me, and he's going to this and he's going to that. That's your old operating system, sis. And this is the very reason why God is calling us to stop a lot of stuff. This is the very reason that God is trying to heal us through this process of kingdom marriage. This is the reason why God is trying to get us to go deeper in our spirituality, because a lot of what our flesh has taught us to think, a lot of what our flesh has taught us to act like, is influencing our behaviors in this process of kingdom marriage. It's influencing how we act and behave in life with different people in other relationships in our lives. He's literally telling us we need to start being radically obedient to the even the little things, the things that seem little to him, to you. Just because it seems little to you doesn't mean that it's not big to God. Whatever he's telling you to do, we need to start having radical obedience in this hour. It's too critical to get it wrong. It's too critical to cause a delay, an unnecessary delay. It's too critical to be influenced by the wrong voices. This is a month where you need to consecrate yourself like never before. And when I say consecrate, I literally mean just go get deeper with God. Get off of social media. Get out of that man face. Get out of that woman face. Pursue what God has called you to pursue, and God will lead you guys back together. Do what he's calling you to do. Know that his plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. So trust him even in this process. God wants to establish not only a relationship with you, but he wants to establish a reverent fear of himself in you. There are just some things you're going to have to give up in order to not go against God. There are certain things as a believer that you're just going to have to say no to. There are certain things as a believer that you're just going to have to not compromise. Like, you can't go against your morals or your values, especially if they're rooted in God or the Bible. There are just some things that you're going to have to stop compromising this season. Okay? Stop compromising in general, but literally God is giving you like a mandate telling you, you need to stop compromising on this thing. You need to stop compromising on your morals. You need to stop compromising on your values. You need to stop going against this thing. Because every time you go against it, my God, you are becoming ineffective. You are not looking like my daughter or my son. You're not looking like a man of God. You're not looking like a woman of God. You're looking like them. You're looking like somebody who don't know better. Literally in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, in the Amplified version, it says, if we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. Our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. We must not become conceited, challenging, or provoking one another, envying one another. Like, if we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. There's just some things you're going to have to stop doing, sis or bro. There's just some things that you're going to have to start living by. Like, you're going to have to start actually applying the word to your life. You're literally going to have to stop being a hypocrite. Okay? I'm talking to myself in some areas as well. There's some things, because these people are watching you. My God. There are people that are watching you, people that want a better relationship with God, people that want to go deeper in their faith, in their belief. They're watching you and they're looking at how you handle situations and how you say certain things and how you prophesy and get in front of the camera and say this and say that. But you go home and you don't do the same thing that you talking to them about. God is giving us an opportunity to get it right. So while you're sitting up here praying, God, what is my assignment? What do you want me to do? What is it that I need to do in this season, Lord? Give me instruction. Help me, Lord. Give me a revelation for my life. The new assignment that just shifted is you. You are your new assignment. Okay. I'm done. That's all I have to say. I believe. I think. Hold on. Let me check with the Lord. I think that's all we got. But, Mayday. What is Mayday? What does Mayday mean, y'all? I just heard Mayday in my spirit. Mayday. Mayday, Mayday. Boop. Mayday is an internationally recognized radio word to signal distress. Y'all know how a plane be going down and they be like, Mayday, 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 we're going down, we're going down. I literally feel in my spirit that God is saying, prepare for a Mayday. Prepare for something in the government, something in on TV, something in culture to happen that is going to cause a signal of distress. And when that happens, a lot of people are going to have an encounter with God, and we have to be ready. That was a lot. 47 minutes in. My God, what's happening here? We're coming in strong with Living in Pursuit Season 5, if you haven't realized this by now. Most of this stuff wasn't even in my notes, but it is what it is. I'm being a vessel for the Lord. But yeah. So Position to Pursue coaching program is still available. We will begin at the end of July. Women, Kingdom Wives, if you know for sure who your husband is, if you've gotten godly confirmation over and over more than once that this man is your husband and you feel as though your emotions and your flesh has been in control of you, I'm going to need you to join this coaching program. Because whenever I do a coaching program like this, it literally is a breakthrough. It literally causes breakthroughs, not just within myself, but the people that are connected to the teachings. So everything that God has been showing me, everything that he has been teaching me, everything that he has been transforming me and making me aware of, all of this is going to be in the coaching program. So go ahead and sign up. The link is in my bio. The link is in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast, on the Apple, Spotify, and that world over there. And yeah, check out my website, DreaK.com, for all of the information that you will need. Subscribe to the Living in Pursuit podcast. Subscribe to Drea K TV. I'll be back whenever the Lord tells me to, whenever he gives me another revelation. And yeah, for all of you prophetic voices out there, no need to prepare. Don't try to prepare for stuff because God just, you know, be God. And if you're going to answer this call of having influence and obtaining sheep, just be available. Whenever he wants to drop something in your spirit, just be available. There's no need to plan. Because what? A man plans his own ways, but it is the Lord. What's that scripture? Because I done heard it 4 times already. I'm going to find that out. I'm going to put it in the show notes. But yeah, anyway, I'm done talking. I love you guys. I hope this podcast was edifying to you all. I hope you got something out of this. Share it with a friend. Leave a review. And I will talk to y'all in my next episode, okay? Bye.